Wrong one.
MX-79.
No, it's actually 12.
1277. Okay.
Yeah.
IMAX search engine setup page. Campaigns not enabled after assignment.
Yeah, this is actually pretty important.
Yeah, that sounds annoying.
So, in AdMax, on the search engine, when we bring in, when we run a sync and new campaigns come in,
mm-hmm.
They're brought onto the search engine setup page, and within that search engine setup page, you can then pick the campaign to assign to an account. And normally, by default, you know, you check a box to say, okay, I want it to go to this account, and I want it to be enabled, right?
Yeah.
Even though you've checked it as enabled, when you hit submit, when it gets assigned to the account, it isn't enabled. Which is a big problem, because when it's not enabled, we don't sync it or pull data in. So this is something the client service team does. So they enable it, they assign it, they expect it to be enabled and assigned.
Sure.
But when we start running syncs and data, it isn't coming in. And then they'll notice like 3 days later that hey, there's no data coming in.
Yeah.
And then they'll go, hey, it's not enabled. I thought I enabled it.
And where do they find that out that it's not enabled? Because in the UI, will it show that it's enabled even though it's not?
Yeah, it will. No, it'll say that it's not enabled.
Okay. And then they do it again, or they could do it again.
They
and
could
it might
do
have
it
to happen again.
Right, right. Okay. It's this weird UI bug. And,
well, it's more than just UI. It's really not enabling the account.
Yes, it's not. So, for example here, like if you look down here, so as we bring in new, you'll see, let's say these are new campaigns that we brought in from the search engine.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
When this page finally loads, this is a big page. There's usually a screen, there's usually a pull down here that
okay.
says, you know, what account to assign it, your
mm-hmm.
account, and then there's this box that you hit. You hit OK, and you can do a bunch of them at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a button at the very top that says Save or Submit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's this page look
like?
OK, so yeah, you do that. Let's say you pick. Ability. Let's say we just did that, and you check this box.
Mm-hmm.
You hit Submit, and then what will happen is it should show up down here, and it should say, you know, this box should be checked, which
yep.
means it's enabled,
sync
and it's
enabled.
Assigned, right?
Okay.
If it's not, then, like I said, it won't pull in data. But they when editors and account managers click this, you're assuming because you check the enable box up here,
yeah,
it does, you know.
But because it says in the description, happens a lot.
It happens every time.
Oh, every time.
Yeah, every time. It's not a lot. It's
okay.
Every time.
That's different from a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually very important.
That's
a good, that helps troubleshoot. So if it happens every time,
right.
What do they do? They know it's not going to enable.
Right. Well, you can then,
does it enable on the second time?
Yeah. Well, if you go back down here,
it's
finicky. Sometimes you can go back and re-enable it down here.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it'll work. Sometimes it won't.
Okay,
but this is something that came out of Time Zone that this used to always work. There's no question about whether this worked or it didn't work. So somewhere along the line when you're hitting submit,
mm-hmm.
I think what's happening is the update statement that's happening to
mm-hmm.
the database is
mm-hmm.
just not including this flag. So it's saying,
mm-hmm.
hey, update the table, assign it to this account ID.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the part that says and set, you know, is enabled to true or set enabled to true, that's not happening for some reason.
And that hasn't been happening since Time Zone launched.
Yeah, it happened exactly after Time Zone.
And then how do you enable it? Do you manually do it then?
Yeah.
You do it for them every
yeah.
time.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is a pain in the ass.
Right. Yeah.
And it also causes problems because sometimes if they don't know,
right.
Or they forget, and
right.
they look back, they're missing 3 days.
Well, let's use it for the important one.
Uh-huh.
It actually doesn't sound that hard
no.
to trace back to figure out what's going on.
No, that's the thing.
So I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay. User is really she effective.
Yeah.
And this is internal. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I like that one.
So here, okay, so now I'm going to go back up on top here. So the feed overrides pixel, I think we've talked about this. I think that's pretty